Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this prophetic broadcast. This is the hour of prophetic decree. This program comes up like this every 12 midnight to 1. And it has been a very wonderful program in the life that many people have benefited from. It has helped many lives. It has changed many lives. It has helped the prayer life of many people. It has become a kind of spiritual diet for many people. It has been used as an instrument of deliverance, healing, signs and wonders, working in the life of people. We thank God for how God has been using these prophetic decrees to do wonders, even beyond our imagination. Many people are connected to us far and wide, and it has been a very, very great thing. We appreciate God for this. We thank God for His mercy. We thank God for what He has done. Please help me to begin to appreciate the Lord. Thank God, appreciate the Lord in your own language. Worship God, give God the glory. Please appreciate Him. Please worship Him. The Lord is good, the Lord is great, the Lord is wonderful. He is mighty. Maka glolo rakoti. Egoromo shengela maraba lontra guli moshandaka. Appreciate Him, appreciate Him. Oh my God, we thank you. Oh my God, we worship you. Oh my God, we adore you. You are good, you are great. Oh, no one like you. We appreciate what you have done. We appreciate what you will do. We appreciate the extension of your mercy. We appreciate the extension of your grace. Oh, we can see your finger. We can see the finger of your power. We can see the dynamics of your mighty power. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we adore you. We lift you up. Blessed be to your name. Blessed be to your name. You are worthy of our praise, worthy of our adoration, worthy to be worshipped, worthy to be adored, worthy to be magnified. This is awesome. This is awesome. Look at the finger of God in operation. Look at the mighty hand of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, I want you to get a bottle of oil ready. If you don't have it, get a bottle of water. I'm going to pray on this one, and I'm going to pray on your request. And I want you to know one thing, that God is going to answer your prayer. I speak as a prophet into the life of someone. Right from today, the evil name that you bear shall be wiped off in the name of Jesus. Right from today, disappointment in your life shall disappear. Write it down. Right from today, where you have been rejected, they shall be looking for you. I'm telling you, within 24 hours, the power of God will change down in your life and move your destiny forward. Right from today, the pain in your body shall disappear. The Almighty God will send angel of fire, and they will give you divine speed. You will move with high speed in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak as a prophet into your life. Let the word of my mouth now increase your speed prophetically. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says the Lord spoke to Ezekiel, speak unto the dry bone. Oh, he looked at the dry bone, they were so dry. And the Lord commanded him to speak, and he spoke. And the Bible said they became a living army. I speak to every dry bone. Anything in your life that is dry, become a living army today in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here? You have difficulty in conceiving? Receive power to conceive. Are you here? You have been poor all your life? Receive power to make it. Are you here? And they curse you and they say you cannot rise up. I command you to rise up. I challenge anything contending with you right now to give way in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Beloved, I want you to pray seriously right now. Open your mouth and say, Holy Ghost, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, overshadow my life, 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 overshadow my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every hidden covenant in my foundation assigned to waste my effort, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant in my foundation assigned to waste my effort, break, break, break. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay your hand upon your head and say like this, say, my destiny, wake up in the name of Jesus. My destiny, wake up in the name of Jesus. My destiny, wake up in the name of Jesus. My destiny, wake up in Jesus' name. Pray, every satanic altar in the place where you live, I command the altar to catch fire. Every satanic priest in the place where you live, I command the priest to run mad. Every shrine working against you shall catch fire. Any power that is standing against your breakthrough shall be arrested. Any sickness in your body shall disappear in the name of Jesus. Shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, every witchcraft operation against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft operation against your destiny, scatter, scatter. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, today is a wonderful day, the 21st day of the month of April, year 2021. And it has been so, wonderful in the sight of God. I want to appreciate God for what He has been doing using this platform, using this prophetic broadcast to do. If you are joining us for the first time, I want you to also know that God has enlisted you among those that will be blessed. As of for a few days, I've been talking about Eden Covenant. I've been talking about the dangerous activity of Eden Covenants. I've been talking about what Eden Covenant has done in the life of people. I've been talking about indication for people to know they are under the yoke of Eden Covenant. I've talked about a lot of things. I've talked about how people are entering into something and that triggered Eden Covenant. But right now, I just want you to know something, that every Eden Covenant can be terminated. Every Eden Covenant, whether you inherited it, whether it was passed into your life, whether it was something you did, it can be completely wiped off. It can be completely eradicated from your life. It can be completely dealt with. And that is what I want you to listen. I want you to really be attentive to. You see, the Bible says, He has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Jesus Christ has purposely redeemed us from the curse of the law. He has been made a curse for us. For curse is anyone that is hung on the tree. So that the blessing that accrued to us, the blessing of Abraham, can get to us. So curses can remove you away from location of blessing. Hidden curses can stand as a barrier, against people, and it can stand as a barrier from, making it difficult for people to get blessing. It can stand as a shield, shielding away good things from people. You see, and many things we are passing through, beloved. If we are a deep student in the area of spiritual warfare, you will know that what generally 95% of people are passing through are as a result of hidden covenants in place. Covenants pronounced into their family 500 years ago. Covenant that every member of that family do pass through. You see, when you see evil pattern in a family, a pattern that is evil in a family. For instance, when people in that family are having this one kind of disease and it's becoming a pattern, the mother has, the grandfather had, the mother has, the grandmother has, and you are having it. When a pattern is observed in a family, the root cause of that pattern is Eden Covenant. It is just certain. A curse in a family move from one gene to another, from blood to blood, and it will always affect the assignment he has been committed to do. So we need to understand that deep thing until somebody could rise up and prophetically terminate the flow of that hidden curses. It will not stop. It can stay in a family for 500 years. It can stay in a family for 900 years. It will be wasting away the life of children who do not know anything, who are completely ignorant to what has happened. You know, it is just like the life of Gehazi. A pronouncement of leprosy was put on him and to be shared by his children unborn. You see now, so many children after Gehazi's generation will also be a leper. And they will not know why leprosy is coming upon them. In fact, the problem is that leprosy may be coming to them when many of them have finished their school start, many of them have finished their university course, or many of them have even worked for 35 years as a civil servant, want to settle down, they just notice leprosy. It is just there in the family, and it will always manifest at the various times in that family. It shows that there are hidden causes in operation. So those kind of activity are activities that the enemy will always be happy of seeing it operating. And the ignorance of any child of God will make that activity to linger long to continue in that family. That is why you must be equipped. You must understand how you can stop the flow of that hidden curses. You must be able to stand up as a child of God who has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, as a child of God who have confessed that is saved, that is born again. You must be able now use the instrument of salvation to deliver yourself from such curses, so that you don't be under the punishment of that curse. Because Jesus Christ has died for that cross, or for that curse. Jesus Christ has redeemed us from that curse. But the curse will not naturally go. The curse will not just disappear until you effect the provision that Jesus Christ has made for us on the cross of Calvary. Until you effect it, it is like somebody who has been given a check, and they've written on that check, this is 2 million naira, go and collect it in bank. If the fellow does not present the check right in the bank, he will collect the money. So the process of presenting the check at the bank is the process of collecting the money. So if that check is not presented, there is no way he can collect the money. Though the money is available, though he's the owner of the money, though the money has been written in his name, but he still cannot get the money, because the paper cannot become the money until you present it. That is how we believers need to operate. So when you want to deal permanently on the issue of hidden curses, and you want it to stop and never repeat again, there are deep processes you must involve, because hidden curses form legal ground upon which evil chain operates. You see, satanic power operates on it. Strengthening operates on hidden curses. That is why many witchcraft operations are easily, manifesting in the life of people, because hidden curses are in place. Charms are working, spells are working against people because hidden curses are in place. So when the hidden curses are in place like that, you must just decide in your heart to deal with it. And how do you deal with it? Number one, you must identify the curse, because that curse is a legal ground. You must identify it. It's a legal ground that must be dealt with. So identify the cause. Two, confess the sin that brought the curse into your family and repent on them. And repent on behalf of your ancestor. Repent of that sin. Confess that sin. Repent of that sin. If it's your fathers who have sinned, confess on their behalf and repent. Three, break that curse with aggressive prayer and with fire prayer bombardment, like the one we've been doing here. Four, bind the spirit that has been instructed to enforce the curse. Bind the spirit and cast the spirit into the lake of fire. Five, replace that curse or those curses, replace them with blessings. Replace all curses with blessings. If you go back and listen to this broadcast again, follow these steps one by one, and you will notice that the generation after you will be blessed. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Please, take a bottle of oil. I want to pray on it. If you have a bottle of water, you can also bring it. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the power in the blood of Jesus, the anointing in the name of Jesus, enter into this oil and this water. Right away now, the fire of deliverance, the power of God, enter into this oil and this water in Jesus' name. And as this particular oil will be used, every form of sickness shall disappear. All form of asthma, disease, eye problem, diabetes shall disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord shall liberate you completely. In Jesus' name we pray. Please take this oil and drink a little. If it's water, drink a little. Say after me. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. He has been made a curse for me. For it is written, curse is everyone that is hung on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentile through the Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. Open your Bible to that place. Read it yourself. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. He has been made a curse for me. For it is written, curse is everyone that is hung on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on me through Jesus Christ, that we might receive, or I may receive, the promise of the Spirit through faith. Open your Bible to Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was written against me, which were contrary to me, and he has took them on the way, nailing them to the cross. He has taken them on the way, he has nailed them to the cross. Now I want you to pray. Say, I break and I loose myself from every inherited curse. I break and I loose myself from every inherited curse. I break and I loose myself from every inherited curse. I break and I loose myself from every inherited curse. I break and I loose myself from every inherited curse. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, I break and I loose myself from hereditary curses. I break and I loose myself from hereditary curses. I break and I loose myself from hereditary curses. I break and I loose myself from hereditary curses. In Jesus' name, we pray. Take the oil and anoint your belly button. Say, every demonic bondage through my parents operating in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every demonic bondage through my parents operating in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every demonic bondage through my parents operating in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every demonic bondage through my parents operating in my life, break in Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your head. Say, I shall not die before my time in the name of Jesus. I shall not die before my time in the name of Jesus. I shall not die before my time. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and place it on your chest. Say, every cause of untimely death in my family line, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause of untimely death in my family line, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause of untimely death in my family line, break, break, break in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Take the oil and anoint your two hands. Say, every demon of curse, release me. You will say, release me very well. Say, every demon of curse, release me, release me, release me, release me. Are you ready now? Anoint your two hands and say so. Let's go. Every demon of curse, release me, release me, release me, release me. Shake that hand, shake that hand, shake it very well. Release me, release me, release me, release me, release me. Every demon of curse, I want you to shake that hand. Every demon of curse, release me, 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 release me. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your legs. You are going to shake the leg now. Every demon curse, release me in the name of Jesus. Every demon of curse, shake your leg. Release me, release me. Every demon of curse, release me, release me, release me, release me, release me, release me, release in the name of Jesus. In any part of your body that the curse inherited is working against you, I command that curse there to be broken and your part of body to be released. Any yoke of high blood pressure, any yoke of diabetes, any yoke of arthritis, any yoke of asthma, any yoke of glaucoma, any yoke of prostate cancer, any yoke of cervix cancer, any yoke of ulcer, any yoke of tuberculosis, I command you now, break, 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 partial stroke, any yoke of paralysis, break, 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 any yoke of miscarriage, any yoke of barrenness, any yoke of poverty, any yoke of backwardness, any yoke of stagnancy, break, 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 break. I want you to say amen louder. Let me be hearing you. Any yoke that is working against you, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. I pray on your prayer request. The Lord will answer that request speedily. I can see that, sister. The Lord said I should tell you that within 7 days you are going to have unexpected breakthrough. Please share with us. Aha. The letter of celebration is being released. Those who are expecting some of their documents from the government, aha, get ready. Twins have been released to those who are looking for the fruit of the womb. 3 sets of twins. Receive your own. Aha. God is promoting that man. Look at many blessings flowing. Marital garments are released. Aha. Marital shoes are also released. I can see embargo broken upon the property of that sister. The Lord has done a lot here. I command all this testimony to manifest in your life within a few days in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you in Jesus' name. In case you want to get across to us, send information to 0802-336-9298, 0802-336-9298. You can also share this voice audio with your friends. Make sure all your contacts get this voice audio. Let them be blessed. Let them be carrier of blessing. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. You can also get at us. Probably you want to see us. I am at I reside and I also fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town, Lagos. 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town, Lagos. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. You can always see me there on Tuesday at 12 o'clock, on Thursday 8 a.m. and on Sunday from 6:30 a.m. in the morning. God bless you so much in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola.